This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. All of Colorado's members in the U.S. House of Representatives have been sanctioned by Russia in retaliation to U.S. sanctions for the war in Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry announced sanctions against nearly 400 representatives, from progressives like Joe Neguse to conservative firebrands like Lauren Boebert. The sanctions from Moscow mean they're not allowed to enter Russia. Over 300 Russian lawmakers have been sanctioned by the U.S. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill that aims to make it easier for victims of the Marshall Fire to vote in upcoming primaries and elections. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg is the main sponsor and says he wants to be sure fire victims who are still displaced don't have to change their voter registration. The law allows them to use the address of the home that was destroyed and is being rebuilt.
So it's a small clarification, but I think it's meaningful and has a lot of impact for folks who are dealing with a lot of unknowns.
The Marshall Fire displaced thousands of Coloradans. The new law aims to ensure victims of future natural disasters can still participate in the democratic process. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The first Latino recipient of the Medal of Honor was also the first Coloradan given the nation's highest military decoration. His name was Private Joe P. Martinez, and a bill at the state legislature would rename part of Highway 85 in eastern Colorado in his honor. Martinez died defending the Aleutian Islands from the Japanese during World War II. Martinez already has a U.S. naval ship named after him and statues in Denver and Weld County, where he grew up. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 3:06.